Mary Ingleby interviewing Catalina Ridgway Gomez, maiden name, on the 12th...
Gomez. It's very common name.
Oh, right, Gomez. 12th of July, I think. 12th of July, 2013. Yeah, today.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, 12th of July, 2013. Okay. So, shall I call you Kitty for the interview? Kitty.
Everybody knows me by Kitty.
Okay, Kitty. Mm. So, maybe we could just begin by you telling me a little bit about... We could begin by you saying, talking about your parents, where your parents came from.
My parents came from Spain. My mother, came from Spain. But the Gomez side, they're all Gibraltarians. All of them, all the Gomezes, by my side, they're all Gibraltarians. Of course, the first Gomez must have been a Spanish man, but instead of going to San Roque, where they got refuge there, my great-great-grandfather must have stayed here in Gibraltar, and then the family tree started growing, and that's, there is so many Gomezes here. And in Spain, it's a very common name, as Mrs. Black, and Mrs. Hook, and Mrs. White.
Yes,
it's a very common name.
Yes.
I remember when I was working in London, and they used to call, and one day somebody called me and said, "What's your name?" And I said, "You're Kitty Gomez." And the manager, he was very tall, very nice looking, and very full of himself, was going by. He said, "Gomez, what a strange name you've got." And he turned around, he said, "Don't be silly. That's a very common name in Spain. It's Gomez, as to say Mrs. Black, Mrs. Cook. I mean, that's very common. Rodriguez, all those places, all those names at the end with a Z, they're Arabic. They're come from the Moorish descendants."
Yeah, I see, yes.
And the carried on. You know,
yeah.
I thought I didn't know so much.
Yeah.
And since then, many people, English people, have said, "What do they call you, Kitty, instead of Catherine?"
Yeah.
And I've told them, because here they were very British. And of course, Kitty was a very old name, because sometimes I've read many novels, they go, "Oh,
yes.
Kitty,
yes.
No wonder." That I never thought there were so many kitties in Gibraltar until I've died, and the name has been Catalina or Kitty.
Kitty,
and I
said
to myself, fancy, because they used to tell me, "Ah, you are far too fine, nice looking, and very nice," because not because of myself. I was very tall, I was always, I liked makeup a lot, I had very long fingers, my nails painted, and the name doesn't suit you. Well, they called me because my father had an auntie that they called her Kitty. And my grandmother, my mother, had a mother that was called Catalina.
Yeah.
And in the olden days, you had to say, call the first born the name of the grandparents. If it was a boy, whatever, John, Francis, whatever it was. And my grandmother was called Catalina. And I had a cousin that's exactly the same as me, Catalina Gomez.
I understand.
I was born here in Gibraltar.
When were you born? What year?
Here on the 6th of November, 1922. I'm 90 years old and was born that was nearly 6 months, so treading around for the one. But I was born in that year. My mother got married in 1921. I live in the Cathedral of the Holy Trinity.
So you're the first child?
I am the eldest. And so my mother had 6 children, 5 girls and a boy. Living now, the elder one and the youngest one. My younger sister is in hospital. She has got Parkinson's. And she's like in Mount Albania instead of being under Albania because it's overcrowded. She's in hospital and she has... Now, year and a half, something like that. Really, I can't go and see her because I can't walk the steps. Mm-hmm. I have to have a walker to walk about
here.
And when I've got to go to a hospital for some reason, the ambulance have got to come and take me down.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I haven't had the 3 teeth I've got here and 1 here. You go, because it's a pity. If I could walk down, to tell you the truth, sometimes I'm here doing something. And I used to go downstairs with all my washing up to my neck to hang them. I forget that I can't go down. And because if you see me walking, I'm really...
Oh, no, don't do it.
No. All my troubles started here.
Yes, I see.
I've got a very bad arthritis. Look at my hands.
Yeah.
Look at my hand. Which the doctor say...
Is it painful?
Oh, painful. Yeah. Painful. Today I can hardly walk. Mm. And my husband is the same as me.
Well, listen, Kitty, tell me... Let's start by you telling me a little bit about what Gibraltar was like when you were a child.
When Gibraltar was like... I was like a child. Here, the British were the owners of Gibraltar. They had all the best things that was in Gibraltar. They had swings. They had a little park. They had barracks. All the best food that was here. And they were specially, and they thought they were the rain, Gibraltar. We were second-class citizens until the war broke out. The Second World War. And when, of course, they realized that Gibraltar was very little, very, very important. Because this one, if it hadn't been for Gibraltar, they wouldn't have won the war. But it means to say that they had all the privilege. And that's what I remember when I was little. The majority of the people here spoke Spanish. In the school, they taught you English. They didn't tell English very poorly. And we had to leave school when you were 14 years old.
And did you mix with the British? And did the British and the Gibraltarians mix together?
Well, yes, in a way, yes. Because they used to... they were in the ordnance and they used to get all the supplies for the army people. And, of course, they worked together and they made good friends, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother had a very big friend and she married an Englishman. And I remember she used to take us when we were little up to the carpet, which is now, I don't know what they call it, because really, if I tell you the truth, when they tell me the ladies who come, they're supposed to come to wash me. But I say I can manage myself. This morning I've had a shower and I've washed myself. And when I came out from hospital, they started washing me.
Is that your telephone? Oh, no, I've picked up a telephone from somewhere else on my headphone. Don't worry, sorry. Yeah. So what was it? Where did you live when you were a child?
In police barracks. My mother got married there, and she had all the children in the house in police barracks. All of them.
Can you remember things like how you got your water and that sort of thing?
The water, we used to have cisterns under the building. And the rainy water used to go in all the time. And it was lovely water. And then if a Spaniard used to come from Spain and they used to pump like a wheel like that on and on and on. And people used to come out from the houses by each flat a certain hour. And they used to fill up the buckets and fill the like a big tub to hold water. With the wooden top.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that the inspectors used to come now and then to check how the water was, if it was dirty or had any worms and not looked after that properly. That's the way they used to do. In the police barracks, there was a big veranda for ever so long. You couldn't have a gate in between. It had to be free so that in case of a fire, everybody would run from one place to another one. Then afterwards, they built a shower, they did so many things. But the English people, they were always very well cared for. And they were well, they really well got on. They liked fighting a lot, mind you, and arguing as well. When the Navy used to come in, you couldn't go out. In January, all the fleet used to come and stay here for a fortnight.
Oh.
And remember, then, Gibraltar's completely changed. I don't know Gibraltar. When one of the women that comes to see me three times a week, She tells me, where have you been, sir? I'm an American in Gibraltar now, because I'm housebound. I haven't been out for a walk for 10 years. I'm indoors all the time. Thank God I thought my husband, that is a cripple too like me, he was a very strong man, and he had lost him 7 years ago. In 2 days, a very strong man, he got a bit swollen in the belly. My knees came, the only knees I've got. And he said, auntie, call the doctor, because our uncle is not the same. He's got a very big belly. They took him to hospital, and all of a sudden, he started that he was going to go. They had a good checkup, and they found that he had a cyst in the pancreas.
Oh.
And he was in the ITU for nearly 6 months. And every time, Keith now and then used to tell me, auntie, make up your mind that Bill won't survive. He's very, very ill. And me by myself, here crying my eyes out.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't go and see him or nothing at all. Thank God. He was a very strong man. You know, when they see him in hospital, the doctors say, what a strong man you are.
Man. Yes.
Because he was dying, and he said, I won't throw the towel. I won't throw the towel. And he kept insisting on that. And the doctors, when they see him, they give him a hug and say, Bill, what a strong man you are. I admire you. Because if you're alive, it's because you were a very strong man. He didn't drink, he didn't smoke, he did a lot of sports, and he used to eat a lot too. But it means to say that he wasn't, I've never seen him drunk.
No.
Never, well, mind you, before I got married, that's the first thing I told him. Mm. At least like that, I told him what I liked, and he's right. I was caught in England, 3 years with him. My sisters, 8 years and 9 years. Because you couldn't find a house here in Gibraltar. The houses were so scarce that people lived in a room and kitchen, 7 and 8 people sleeping in one room and the kitchen. That's all they had. I haven't lived like that. My mother, when she got married, she had a bedroom, a living room and the kitchen. Then as she had another child, somebody went away or died or something, she had two, they gave her another chance to go to have another room. So really, as we were all girls, we used to sleep in the same room. In our beds, one double, two slept in one, and the other one in single ones. And the boy used to sleep with my parents, because it was a boy. I've never,
Did you feel overcrowded?
No, overcrowded, no. There was, the neighbours were one for each other. You could rely on the neighbours. Suppose in the police barracks there was a special lady that her son was an inspector. And you know, every time anyone was going to have a baby, they used to say, call Pepper. Pepper is Josephine. They said, call Pepper to come along and call the midwife. And the midwife used to come with the bag, and Peppa used to help there to everything.
Were the babies born at home?
Yes, very rarely. Only my mother used to say, only so-and-so had 10 children, and she had them all in hospital. She was the only one that went to have babies to hospital. The rest had their children at home. We were all born in the house. My mother was a very strong woman. And she was by herself here. She had 5 sisters. 2 married Englishmen, and they went to England. 1 lived in Rhondda. The brother lived further up. And then the last, they decided to go near Alicante. And the poor thing died there, and there he had 3 daughters. She didn't have no boys at all. And an auntie that I had living in Spain, that she didn't have no children. I didn't have any at all.
So tell me more about the way you lived. I mean, did you have, for example, what happened when you did the washing? Was it a big day, washing day?
Oh, the washing day? In those days we used to have taps and the vault. I don't know if you have known that.
Yeah,
I've never done that washing myself. My sister, that was only 1 year older than her, and she used to help my mum. But my mum used to love washing and doing the washing too. You know what she used to say? And the cooking all day long, because we used to have two big meals a day.
What were you eating? What did you eat?
Everything there is to eat, nice. Because thank God, my father was a policeman. But he has his savings, as he was courting so long, he had time to save. And not only that, before that, he used to work in the market. And in the market, they used to pluck this chicken for the Navy and all those things. And he was very quick at that, and he used to get very good money. And you know what he used to do? If they had eggs, bring them out and put them aside. If they had something else, all the tribes, they used to, people who didn't have much money, they used to boil them and cook them and make a meal for the children. I haven't seen that. My mom used to get a nice chunk of meat, and beside that, she always used to make a pudding. And then we had fruit. I was used to that all my life. And supposing Christmas came, my father used to order my ham, a leg, a whole leg. We have always eaten very well, all of us. That's why when my sisters have been in hospital, now they're gone, nurses have come to us and asked, what have you eaten when you were in younger days? Because the skin you've got, you don't see a hand like that with a 90-year-old woman without a scar or a ring. You've got people with that's only 30 and that, and they've got marks, and you haven't got a mark on your body. Well, the last time I was in hospital, or before that, because thank God I've never been in my life. I've had a very healthy.
Yeah, very healthy.
I was very, very healthy. And you know what I used to do? We used to come out from school, get the pinafores off, used to wear white pinafores. Take them off, change the clothes, and if my mother had to do some washing, we used to say, don't worry, we do the clean the place, we do the scrubbing on the floor, and we used to, my mother never had to tell us, you've got to do this, you've got. I've been a person that I've never liked to say to anybody, do this, because nobody had to tell us what to do.
You just did it.
My mother was always very proud of that. She used to say, that's why when I used to go downstairs and meet different people, and they used to say, why your daughter doesn't do anything? No, she comes out from school, she gets ready and she goes away. They go, oh my goodness. They go, oh, I wasn't doing anything.
So what did you do after school?
After school? In those days, women didn't go to work at all here in Gibraltar. To be truthful, the only people who went to work were people that were left widows with many children, or a few of them, and then they had to find a job. Of course, they couldn't look after the children. So here there was a hospice. I don't know if I'm explaining myself. For boys and girls, there were nuns. There were Spanish nuns and Spanish priests. Yeah, and then they were well cared for. And every month they used to come and knock at the door, we took a little money, some tips. We were used to that. And those children were at a very high post here. Mind you, to be a married mother in those days.
Very bad.
Oh my goodness. That made history in Gibraltar.
Because everybody knew everything about each other.
See, even if you weren't neighbours, but more or less, now is when I don't know anybody. I have a look at them. at the television, and sometimes I tell my husband, Bill, who's this one? Because I want to recognize him. Is he with so and so many? Oh my goodness. Oh, he was so nice looking when he was young. Oh, how old he is. They were fine.
Yes.
And they start laughing.
Yes.
And I tell them, I think I'm the only one that has changed. And look at them, they're the same.
Yeah, yeah, that's fantastic.
Now
so tell me a little bit about the... So by the time the war came, you were nearly 18?
I was very shy. I was always very shy. But I never wanted to show it. I never told anybody I'm very shy, but I wasn't the type of a person that wanted to be looked after. In those days, men were, it was so hard to be bust, because I still got it very loose like a coward. That's the way I talk. Because I've lost, but I was very well. My legs were very nice.
So you were a very attractive girl.
You see, I was. The rest, two of them, they were two beauties. And in England, they used to say that they were like film stars. My second sister, she had a photo taken and done ever so big in Oxford Street for more than 3 years.
Wow.
In a studio near the Dominion Cinema.
And this was when you were in London?
Yes.
Yes.